Jongens en meisjes, allemaal mond even op slot. Als je niet weet hoe je dat doet, dan pak je je twee vingers en dan... Ik moet hem weer open doen natuurlijk, want ik moet straks spreken. Maar niet praten. En als je denkt, het duurt te lang, dan mag je even naar buiten gaan, maar niet zonder te praten, eventjes naar de grote hal daar. Als dat van je vader en moeder mag. Jullie gaan kleuren, dan gaan we uit de Bijbel lezen, dan ga ik wat daarover uitleggen. En daarna zijn er nog plaatjes voor jullie, en dat gaat Willem zo meteen even uitleggen. Yes, please, Gabriel.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, and that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace of men on whom this favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what has been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you very much, Gabriel. Are you like the shepherds? Are you like Joseph? Are you like Zechariah? Are you like Elizabeth last week? Are you like Mary? And today, are you like the shepherds? And the original language of the New Testament is Greek. And the translation from the Greek into Dutch, into English, into Spanish, into Portuguese, there's always something lost. And one of the things that is usually lost is that in the passage that Gabriel just read, three times it is said, "and it happened." And it happened. And it happened, Caesar Augustus. Caesar Augustus, he was the great emperor in the days that Jesus was born. So this passage starts with the great and the mighty and the powerful. They decided that they wanted to count all those who were there under his reign so he could know how many people should obey him. Well, we have Putin. And it happened, Putin says, "We'll go to Syria." And yes, Xi Jinping, yes, he decides what the United States is doing, we can do as well. And we have this economy clash between these two superpowers. And of course, when Trump says, "And it happens," then it should happen when he says it, right. So that's how it starts. "And it happened," with the powerful and the mighty. And the second time that we read is in verse 6. "And it happened Mary gave birth to a baby. And what a contrast with and it happened when Caesar Augustus said something. He said something from Rome. But what a contrast. Mary from a poor family in a small town, not in Jerusalem, not in the capital, but in Bethlehem. And even in Bethlehem, there was no place for her to give birth to the baby Jesus. There was no place in the inn, we just heard. What a contrast. The big and the powerful, and there the poor and insignificant Mary in Bethlehem, no place in the inn. And then the third time is a little later than after the birth, because it first talks about the shepherds. Well, today in the Netherlands, if you go around, especially in this area and where there are a lot of farmers, you will see hashtag trots op de boer. Well, in these days, it's not so proud to be a farmer. There is, and the fact that farmers today in the Netherlands say trots op de boer, proud to be a farmer, is just because they feel that that the government and that the people say you are to blame for all the nitrogen, too much of all this, and the warming of the climate. But in the days of Jesus, farmers were not really highly respected, especially among the religious leaders. They would never select a farmer and a shepherd to be a witness in court. No, you can't trust them. Ordinary people, but not highly respected. And then it says that there in the night, setting at night, and you think, well, it's silent night, we sang different songs with the night, but night in the scripture is always referring to a time of uncertainty, a time of loneliness, and a time of fear. And that's what we read in the Bible, that in the days that there was fear and uncertainty, then the Lord will come and he will rescue his people. So there is a spiritual message there. And then the angel comes. The angel, and maybe it was Gabriel again, it doesn't say. And this day, Gabriel was there with Zechariah, he was there with Mary. Maybe was here again, and he says, today a Savior has been born to you. Wow. Today a Savior has been born to you. And this is being announced to shepherds. That's not a very effective way to make known such an important event. You don't go to shepherds. How will people believe if shepherds tell others that the Savior has been born? No, you should tell it to somebody who's reliable, who people will trust when they say something. Why did God choose the shepherds to be the first to know? At first sight, we perhaps think that it is because God always gives priority to the weak and the poor, which is true. God gives priority to the foreigner, to the poor, to the weak, but that's not the main reason. If we read in Scripture, especially 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 to 31, I'd like to read these verses now to you. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs. Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. God chose the foolish, the weak, the lowly, the despised, to shame the wise, the strong, and to nullify that the things that are. We in our day, and not only in our day, always, we think in terms of power and weakness, in terms of beauty and ugliness, in terms of great and small, but God is holy. God is so different. He asks, what games are you playing from who's the first and who's the best and who's the powerful and who's the most beautiful? What games are you playing together here? And sometimes they're very ugly games. What are these small ambitions? There is only one God. That's the gospel. And we are man. And the foolishness of the cross confirms the heart of God that life is to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself. So the shepherds, yes, the shepherds were selected. And then it happened again. In verse 15, suddenly it was silent. They were witnesses of a great multitude singing glory to God, and peace on earth. And suddenly they were gone, and it was silent. In the middle of the night, it was dark. And you can just imagine that the shepherds were, did you see, are you, yes, was I dreaming? No, I wasn't. You, did you hear what I heard? I mean, they must have been amazed. Awesome. Awesome what happened. And then they talked to each other and decided, let's go. Let's go and see what happened. And they hurried off. They hurried off. Wow. These shepherds. These foolish, unreliable people. They didn't think about, well, it's impossible. We've never seen angels and nobody will believe us. By the way, a savior has been born here and he tells us, no, this won't be true. This can't be true. They didn't let reason have the last say over what they believed and what they would do. And the question this morning is, we had three times and it happened. The great powers of this world, Mary and the baby boy and the shepherds. And what's happening in your life? Do you allow God to make it happen in your life? Are you ready to humble yourself like the shepherds did, like Mary did? Are you ready to lay down your pride, to undeify your reason, your desires, your fears? There's one Bible verse that I would like to read with you in closing, and it's in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That's the call of Christmas this morning. There's one thing that God asks of mankind. People sometimes think that to believe and to be a Christian, then you have to be some soft guy or woman, and then you just have to just leap in the dark and you just believe and that he's there. Well, it's not proven in any way, is it? But faith in the Bible is very practical. It's about the do's and the don'ts. And the summary of the do's and the don'ts is to love God. That's the message of the gospel. To love God above everything and to love your neighbor as yourself. And the summary here, we are called to act justly. We are called to love mercy. And we are called to walk humbly with our God. Not proudly, thinking that we are God and that we can do everything. No, we are responsible. We are held accountable. But there is only one God who has given us directions in life. This is what we are called to be. If you want to see how people can come to their destination, how God has designed man and woman, it's to love. It's to love him and it's to love your neighbor as yourself. And when you love, you act with mercy, you will act justly and you will love mercy and you will walk humbly with your God. Now it's time that we can ask the kids. Desmond, the kids in there, they are invited to come because we're going to look at a few pictures. So, and please let the kids go to their parents, not let them sit together. That's usually... Willem, may I invite you to come forward, please? And you can take that mic, and then I'll translate you into English. Oh, Sarah's going to do it. Yeah, we're having one or two mics. So. Yes, please. Great, thanks. Eduardo?
Okay, jongens en meisjes.
So, boys and girls.
Jullie mogen allemaal even stoppen met kleuren en met puzzelen.
It's time to stop coloring and puzzling.
Want ik wil jullie een paar plaatjes laten zien.
So I've got a few pictures I'd like to show you.
En dat gaat eigenlijk over hele bijzondere dingen.
And these pictures are about very special things.
Kerst is al een heel bijzonder verhaal.
Christmas is already very special.
Ik ga jullie ook een paar bijzondere plaatjes laten zien.
And I'm going to show you a few special pictures.
En op elk plaatje is één bijzonder ding te zien.
And on each picture there's one special thing that you can spot.
En dan ben ik benieuwd of jullie kunnen zien wat dat is.
And I'm wondering whether you guys are going to be able to see what that thing is that I'm talking about.
Okay, kijk maar goed.
Look carefully.
Wat is er bijzonder op dit plaatje?
What's special about this picture?
Wie ziet het?
Anybody see it?
Wat is er gek op dit plaatje?
So what's special about this one?
Zie jij het, Millie?
Anybody?